This is me, Keith Richards. And what you've got is the audio version of Life, my autobiography. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm grateful to my friend Johnny Depp for doing this. Somewhere I say that for many years I slept, on average, twice a week, and this means that I've been conscious for at least three lifetimes. Well, that is so, but believe it or not, I remember everything. So get ready for the ride. It starts with a bang. It starts at a moment when I was in deep trouble. When was I not? When everything, Rolling Stones and all, looked as if it was going to come to a sticky end on a country road in Arkansas. I used up my nine lives long ago, but here I am. I'm still playing, and I'm still rocking and still rolling. And I survived to tell this tale. I hope you enjoy it. One love. Thanks and praises to you all.
Chapter 1, in which I am pulled over by police officers in Arkansas during our 1975 U.S. tour, and a standoff ensues. Why did we stop at the Four Dice restaurant in Four Dice, Arkansas for lunch on Independence Day weekend? On any day? Despite everything I knew from 10 years of driving through the Bible Belt. Tiny town of Four Dice. Rolling Stones on the police menu across the United States. Every copper wanted to bust us by any means available, to get promoted and patriotically rid America of these little fairy Englishmen. It was 1975, a time of brutality and confrontation. Open season on the Stones had been declared since our last tour, the tour of 72, known as the STP. The State Department had noted riots, true, civil disobedience, also true, illicit sex, whatever that is, and violence across the United States. All the fault of us, mere minstrels. We had been inciting youth to rebellion. We were corrupting America, and they had ruled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?